You may have heard that the symptoms of Lyme disease are all over the place. Joint pain, meningitis, facial paralysis. It's true that Lyme can present in a lot of different ways, and there are many possible symptoms if Lyme disease goes untreated. But early on, a lot of people with Lyme do experience something similar. Flu-like symptoms, a fever, aches and pains, and a funny rash that's sometimes colored like the bullseye of a dartboard. Sometimes, but not always.
It often doesn't look just like a bullseye. It could just be a reddened rash. It could be elongated. It doesn't have to be round.
This is Eric Foster, a medical entomologist with the CDC. If you have any of those symptoms after a tick bite, Eric says, do not hesitate to pick up the phone.
See your healthcare provider immediately.
Of course, not everybody wants to see the doctor in person these days, and that's not necessarily a deal breaker. Tim Leahy is an infectious disease doctor at the University of Vermont Medical Center.
A telemedicine visit could be a great way to get your initial evaluation for Lyme disease, and that may be all that you need.
Hospitals and urgent care facilities all across the country have been ramping up efforts to conduct medicine via screens. And if you've got a bullseye rash that can be seen by webcam and a history of exposure to ticks, that's enough clinical evidence for a Lyme disease diagnosis. The doctor can send a prescription for antibiotics to your local pharmacy, and you can start treatment. Of course,
Lyme can do lots of things, though, and it can be a diagnostic puzzle.
Many people who acquire a tick-borne disease don't ever remember being bitten by a black-legged tick. Eric Foster says that here in New Hampshire, where Lyme is endemic, summertime symptoms like fever, rash, and body aches could all be indicative of Lyme disease.
Or, you know, it might not be Lyme. It could be another tick-borne disease such as anaplasmosis or ehrlichiosis or babesiosis. You know, there's a lot of similarities in the early symptoms in these diseases, and it's just always best to kind of, you know, be cognizant of that and go see your healthcare provider or talk to your healthcare provider.
The thing is, some of those symptoms are similar to another disease that's on all of our minds right now.
Yes, hello, Taylor. My name is Paul Auerter.
Dr. Paul Auerter is clinical director for infectious diseases at Johns Hopkins and former president of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. He says that one of the challenges doctors will have this summer is that people with a flu-like illness may think they have the coronavirus.
People will be concerned that coronavirus is more frequent. So you go to the more frequent diagnosis first. This is very normal.
There is one symptom, he says, aside from the bullseye rash, though, that can help distinguish between Lyme and COVID-19.
Lyme disease does a lot of things, but it does not affect the lungs. You wouldn't have a cough.
Nevertheless, both diseases can present in subtle ways. Both Dr. Leahy and Dr. Auerter agree that there's enough overlap. Some Lyme disease cases will likely get missed this summer in the rush to rule out coronavirus.
Doctors and patients alike have COVID on the brain, and that's appropriate, and we should be doing testing for COVID in people who have a fever. The challenge is to make sure that we're all thinking farther down the list of possibilities.
And with so many folks hiking local trails, starting gardens, and playing outside, tick-borne disease is a possibility. Maria Duke Wasser is a disease ecologist at Columbia University.
I think people will probably be more exposed, but we don't know for sure. So that's something we want to study.
Unfortunately, the coronavirus pandemic has delayed or halted research into tick and tick-borne illnesses, even at top institutions like Johns Hopkins, where Dr. Auerter works.
My research has been suspended this spring, and you know, high time for studying Lyme disease is typically April through July.
And at Columbia University.
No, so that's the worst scenario where there's more people sick and we don't know about it or we can't really measure it.
Phase 2 trials for a Lyme vaccine are currently underway. But with FDA approval, at least 4 or 5 years away, the best way to stay disease-free is to stick with the basics. Tuck your socks in your pants, put on the bug spray, and do the daily tick checks.
You know, we should still enjoy the outdoors. So I really like people to go out, enjoy it, just do it safely, and be aware.
For NHBR News, I'm Taylor Quimby.